Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the week's top stories in Australian insurance. From government proposals to court decisions, let's dive into where the industry stands. The Tasmanian government's initiative to expand the Motor Accidents Insurance Board into state-run insurer TAS Insure is in hot water. Premier Jeremy Rockliffe's idea, though innovative, has sparked widespread industry backlash. Critics include RAC's CEO Mark Mugnaioni, who suggests addressing the primary culprits of soaring insurance costs like natural disasters instead of rushing solutions. Labor leader Dean Winter emphasizes the proposal's threat to RAC, citing a lack of proper consultation. Economist Saul Eslake and industry expert Cameron Gill too question the government stepping into competition with private insurers and advocate for alternative solutions to market failures. As we approach the elections, calls for greater discussion and clarity on this proposal are growing louder. In Sydney, an asbestos discovery that led to a festival's cancellation has unveiled the challenges businesses face in making insurance claims for unforeseen interruptions. A hospitality business was left uninsured as the insurer Suncorp didn't recognize contamination as a reason for business interruption. Although the business sought coverage through clauses related to damage and prevention of access, Suncorp confirmed that the contamination lacked malicious intent and didn't directly impede access to the premises. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with Suncorp, highlighting the complexity of these types of claims. This week also witnessed a game-changing ruling. The NSW Personal Injury Commission mandated that QBE cover dog walking service costs for car crash victim Jeffrey Forrest. His situation raised questions about what exactly qualifies as reasonable or necessary care post-recovery. Commission member Belinda Cassidy affirmed dog walking as part of attendant care services, essential for daily tasks. This ruling has broad implications for how we interpret care services in insurance claims, suggesting a potential shift in the industry. Finally, the impact of extreme weather conditions on the insurance sector remains a pertinent concern. Events like ex-tropical cyclone Alfred, North Queensland floods, and recent floods in New South Wales contributed to insurers' staggering $1.83 billion losses in the first half of the year. The Insurance Council of Australia recorded over 148,000 claims, alerting residents to remain watchful as severe weather conditions persist in New South Wales. Emergency services have responded to more than 2,000 incidents, and warnings for floodings and wind gusts in key areas still stand. The insurance industry, however, is equipped to support communities as things steadily rebound. That's all for now. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. Whether you're looking for personal or business insurance, be sure to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for all your needs, updates, and industry information. Tune in next Tuesday for a fresh round of insights. Stay insured, Australia.